shiva isan to to shago madrito ande ichile uchu shashi wiratina mami wandi iwe
Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Lawyer Makembe Zulu justifies his role in the ECL funeral. Former Tanzania's Natural Resource and Tourism Minister calls for increased funding to research. In international news, South African politician Julius Malema found guilty of hate speech. And in sports, Kenya's Harambee Stars coach Benny McCarthy calls Power Dynamo striker for World Cup qualifier.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trasses. Lawyer Makembe Zulu has clarified that he receives no personal gain from his role as spokesperson for the family of late former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu, insisting his involvement is purely out of respect and loyalty. Mr. Zulu said his priority is to ensure that the late leader is given a dignified send-off in line with the wishes of the family. Mr. Zulu explained that he does not serve as the family advisor nor lawyer, but only speaks for the Lungu family as they wish. The remarks come amid ongoing discussions between government officials and the family of the late president over burial arrangements.
You know what speaking for and on behalf of the family is. I'm not an advisor to the family. I'm not acting as a lawyer to the family in this capacity. I'm acting as a spokesperson for and on behalf of the family. I give views that are held by the family. My role whatsoever is not to replace my opinion for that of the family. That I would not do. And that should properly be understood. There is no personal benefit accruing to me by reason of my speaking for and on behalf of the family. I communicate to you what the position of the family is, as it is unadulterated by my own opinions.
South Africa's Constitutional Court rejected the Lungu family's request to appeal a Pretoria High Court decision. The Pretoria High Court earlier ruled that the late former president Edgar Lungu must be buried in Zambia, ruling that state protocol and public interest take priority over private wishes. Former Tanzanian Minister of Natural Resources and Tourism, Professor Dumane Mangembe, says Africa's failure to swiftly respond to scientific and technological advancements has cost the continent the much needed opportunities and time in as far as food self-reliance is concerned. Speaking during the ongoing Africa Biosciences Communication Symposium 2025 in Osaka, Professor Mangembe said despite UNESCO requirement for governments to allocate about 1.7% from their national budget to research and development, the funding to the sector remains poor. The former minister therefore attributed Africa's lag in scientific and technological advancement to poor funding in research and development, stressing that high levels of ignorance, poverty and disease burden continue to compromise the funding to research as they provide competitive needs. Professor Mangembe is of the view that Africa needs to be realistic and push the agenda that shapes her future, hence underscoring the need for increased budgetary allocation if the continent is to effectively and timely respond to emergencies.
Requirements and funding needed for research. This is why you find in general in Africa that funding for research and funding for things that are not directly linked to these central fields, very difficult to argue and push through. That's one thing. And you will also know that a lot of funding for research in Western countries comes from the private sector. And the private sector that we have is very tiny in our country. So we like the good ideas and we like to put money, but are we able to do so? So we must, from this standpoint, always be realistic and push for what we can get so that we go ahead. I do not think that we can go break the bank to be able to do it. There are real problems in the economies and in the governments. So let's work together and be sure that those who are there gradually realize the need for increasing budgets in research and go along and gradually do so.
In the meantime, Kenyatta University Registrar for Research, Innovation and Outreach, Professor Richard Odoa, underscored the need to change the negative narrative, which he stated has been achieved through continued misinformation and disinformation. Professor Odoa disputed the suggestions that the use of genetically modified organisms and other biotechnological innovations in Africa is aimed at killing Africans, as well as a new model of neocolonialism. The narrative, he said, is a form of disinformation.
Another thing is about medical risks. You hear, if you take GMO, it causes cancer. Then I ask them, well, how exactly is it causing cancer? Because the truth is, if it's causing cancer, then why aren't we using diabetes? Why is it not targeting the beta cells, the genes that are responsible for insulin? Why? Because insulin is already treated. It won't scare you enough if it is about diabetes. We are looking for a disease. And if cancer is the most, if we treat cancer this time, the next time misinformation will go to that new disease that is. Now, we will run away from again the cancer. What is this? That is a mental model. Then there is this dragon called neocolonization. So then this thinking that you tie the GMO to neocolonization of whoever controls the seed, controls whatever. And this is a narrative that is not acceptable.
The Small-Scale Farmers Development Agency, SAFADA, has expressed concern over the automatic deduction of